Ignacio Correa is probably still on cloud nine after a huge win in the Grade 1 Spinster Stakes at Keeneland last Sunday. His Argentinian-bred filly Blue Prize, well, it wasn't easy. She ran a bit erratically through the stretch, but she held on for the victory, and she's on her way to the Breeders' Cup distaff. Ignacio, appreciate the visit, my friend. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Jude. Nice to be with you. And I think that I'm a little bit more than cloud nine, if that exists or not.
How awesome was that, Nacho?
Well, I mean, it was unbelievable, especially unbelievable after the, you know, the 316. Pretty easy. And then we get into a lot of troubles, but I mean, she pulled it off, and that's how good she is. I think that she can afford that. I don't know if I could, but she could.
She made an explosive move turning for home. I mean, it was she was just so powerful there. That's got to give you tremendous confidence going in to the Breeders' Cup at her favorite racetrack, Churchill Downs.
Well, yes. I mean, it's I guess we have been pointing her, you know, all year for that, because we knew that she loved that place. So coming off this win is like even better. You know, thing that was set us up was the Locust Grove. I mean, she, Myrna 16, you know, is not her best, and the fact that she pulled that one off, it was like, you know, is the, like, say, you know what, it's probably how mature and the time off that she had after winning the other race you win, you're in, that girl, you know, even better. So she appreciates her rest, because for her, a mile and a 16, she don't have that kind of speed, or she wasn't. She didn't have it before, and now she's coming up, and that's good to see. You know, it's more tactical. Before, we needed a lot of more things to happen for her.
Well, we talked about it earlier, Ignacio. She, about the mid-stretch marker, she veered out. She had the lead, and she ended up all the way out in the middle of the racetrack. But she's able to hold on for the victory, obviously. Put us there with you. You're watching that stretch run. You're thinking, okay, we got this. And all of a sudden, she does that. What's it like for a trainer sitting there watching that?
I mean, I don't know if I can say it.
Terrifying.
That's,
yeah,
one word.
I mean, not on those words. You know? It was more, you know, I'm quite expressive, so it was like a different, you know, quite different, but it was terrifying. I say, I didn't understand what was going on, to tell you the truth. As I said, it looked so easy, so powerful, as you said, you know, and then suddenly being on that position, it was everything. I say, is this going to happen or not, you know? But we've been waiting for a long time for this, for the right horse to make it happen. And we didn't have, you know, we came the day before, we got, you know, Bruja lost ahead. The other horse got nip on the wire. I mean, so we were not having the best weekend, you know. I mean, it wasn't bad, but, you know, the luck wasn't on our side. So I say, and now this, I mean, it's like, wow. But you can imagine what I was thinking, I guess.
Well, it was a tribute to Joe Bravo, too, to be aware and you know, try to do the best he can to get her back in the race. I'm blaming the televisions. We saw this happen at Saratoga several times, especially with the two-year-olds. They turn into the stretch, and they would see that television, and the picture would change when they turn in. And it's not really a flash, but it's a different look. And I think that's when she saw that TV, I think it messed with her head a little bit. At Churchill, you don't have that problem because the TVs are 20 stories up.
Well, it could be. I can't find it. The only thing that I can say is that, I mean, that I watched the replay, you know, 100 times trying to find an explanation. I didn't. The only thing that I know is that Philly goes to the inside when she comes home, and Joe is hitting him from right-handed. And then when he changed the whip and he hit her, you know, left hand, that's when she goes out. And then he changed the whip again, and she rebroke. So, I mean, I don't know. Never thought about the TV. It could be that something spooked her or not. The good thing is Joe is going to be here to brief her a couple of times before Breeders' Cup. So they're going to get to know each other a little better. And hopefully that's going to be, you know, some story to tell. And
I loved the way Joe...
Because, I mean, I warned Joe, but I mean, I warned him that, you know, she might get bored on the lead and she might try... You know, she lost focus usually when she gets on the lead too early. But I never imagined that she's going to pull this one. So...
Well, Joe
said that after the race. I mean, I don't think that anyone can imagine that, you know.
Yeah, he said that after the race. Joe said that you told him that she could lose some focus on the lead, and he thought maybe that's what happened. And then he went on to joke about, you know, we knew she was the best horse, so why not? We might as well do this and make it interesting and give everybody else a chance.
Well, it wasn't interesting for me. It was a scary moment for me, you know. It's like she was training super. She was, I thought that she was the horse to beat on the field, and I thought that the filly that we beat, it was the filly to beat on this race, the filly we beat on the Locust Group. But I mean, it was weird, you know. Like, never expected that. I blamed it probably because I always gallop her on the outside of the track. So, but I don't know. The reality is that we don't know, and hopefully we never find out. It was a one-time thing, and that's it. You know, in Argentina, she usually used to come from off way of the pace and always very wild, too. So, I don't know. She got her grade one. She was very nice and gave us a great one, so unbearable. So we are very, very happy with her and very looking forward to, you know, Breeders' Cup and with expectations. I mean, I think that if we get to the lead coming home, we're going to be, you know, cutting nails. But, but anyway, hopefully... You know, it will be a good experience. It's very nice to go there with the horse, you know, with a shot, and to be part of this big party and this, you know, bunch of good horses. So it's nice.
Yeah, well, it's a tremendous feat to win a Grade One, and she did it. Impressively, even with the antics, and now headed towards Churchill, her favorite course. She's going to be amongst the favorites, so you'll have a very pressure-filled week.
Yeah. How about Ignacio? How about Dona Bruja? Is she still going to go? Will she go to the Breeders' Cup?
No, she's not going to go. She's going to go to the Matriarch in California, in Del Mar. So that's where she's going. Maybe next year is for her. She's going to stay in training one more year. So maybe next year is, you know, before retirement is her year, Breeders' Cup year. We might try something different next year with Dona Bruja. I don't know. It's like Chad Brown keep visiting us and nailing us. So maybe we pay him a visit and see if we can reverse that curse. You know, maybe the thing of being, you know, not being local helped. So, I don't know, I think that she deserves a Grade One, too. That's also an amazing, amazing filly that, you know, you got the field of the First Lady, and there were, like, four Grade One winners, five Grade One winners on the race. So, I mean, she has been a little bit of unlucky in both times that she ran, and you know, she got beat in grade ones. She always got beat by a very nice baby. So it's, hopefully we can change that soon or next year.
Well, Ignacio, congratulations on the huge win in the Spinster last weekend. Going to look forward to seeing you at Churchill Downs in a few weeks. All the best with Blue Prize and all the best with Donna Brujas. She makes her way to California. Keep it rolling, and again, congratulations. Well done.
Thank you, guys. I'm looking forward to see you both. You have a great day.
All right.